Miracle on Broad Street in support of CFAX Santa's Anonymous.
Donate by calling 778-561-1070 or donate online at cfaxsantas.com.
Ryan Price and Louise Hartland with you as the Miracle on Broad Street continues. And I've got to say, there's only about, what time is it? It's only about 12 minutes left to take part in this fundraiser, the Klitzy Family and Victoria Trust online auction. We've been talking about this all day. It's running until only 5 o'clock. That's the cutoff, and that's 12 minutes from now. There are things you can bid on, like Gwen Stefani tickets at Lake Town Shakedown, VIP tickets. I think it's, what am I seeing here? Is that an $800 value?
Yeah, and there's also like great opportunities to go check out the Canucks playing, you know, the St. Louis Blues, Dallas Stars. There's another one that also includes like a package that includes a Helijet round trip. I mean, there are some amazing packages here donated by this family that are such a great value, and you're giving back to the community at the same time.
Yeah, if you're the winning bid, you get the prize, and you've donated to charity.
Yeah.
Oh, country music fans out there, Keith Urban at Sunfest, VIP tickets, that's another one you can do. So if you go to cfaxsantas.com, select events, and you'll see the auction right there. The Klitzy Family and Victoria Trust online auction running until 5, so you don't have much longer to make that bid. Get that bid in, and then we'll unveil some winners coming up just after 5. CFAXSantas.com under the events page. And thanks again to the Klitzy Family for donating that. Al Farabee, let's pass it back over to you because we need more music.
We do, and we were just talking to David Foster. It's one of the things he said. He goes, boy, if you can enjoy music, you should donate to what this is. And these two know music. Boris, Julia, thank you for being here again today. It's a pleasure to have you back.
Thank you for having us. Thank you for inviting us. It's a great honor.
Great honor for us to be. Thank you so much once again for having us.
Now, a couple of things going on in your world. One is, tell me about it's a theater production, live theater. Tell me what this is.
Yeah, so for this year, a lot of Ukrainians came to Canada, and we're trying to do our best to become part of the community and pay forward everything what we help what we got. So we're trying to give it back to communities and Canadians. And actually, in January, we're gonna have Ukrainians production, original play, in Langham Theatre. Julia will tell more.
It's going to be the world premiere production called Dictionary of Emotions in Wartime. And this is a story about Ukrainian woman from Kherson. It explains all her emotions from first days when Russia invaded Ukraine. And it's going to be in January, the play going to be in January from 18th till 21st in Langham Theatre. So, yeah, Carmen McNamara and Diana Budichenko from Help Ukraine Vancouver Island are directing this production. And we are going to be part of it. It's going to be the original music. So we really hope to see all of you there. And
Also, we want to thank it. We cannot thank enough for all the people, all communities and great organizations that helping Ukrainians, like Salvation Army, Patty Burrows, Ukrainian Cultural Center, Jana Andriy Fabrikovy, Help Ukraine Vancouver Island. So now we're doing our best to pay it forward. And it's great honor to be part of this fundraising. So thank you for inviting us.
You guys play so well, so I want our audience to just, like, again, turn up the volume on this. You guys ready? Let's do this here. This is a special moment in our afternoon on the Miracle on Broad Street Radiothon. Boris and Julia, take it away. Man. Thank you, Boris. Thank you, Julia. Boy, Lotto Strings, everybody. Aren't they great, Ryan Price?
Oh, absolutely fantastic. It's a wonderful story. It's a wonderful sound. Oh. It's been a pleasure to have you guys. Thank you for coming
in. Thank you so much.
I'm falling off my chair. I'm so excited about that. Taking a big time. Luckily, Louise caught me. Louise Hartland, who's joined us here on the Miracle on Broad Street Radiothon for CFAX Sanus Anonymous. And we're joined now, Louise, by some more firefighters from the Victoria Firefighters Charitable Association, but more as well.
That's right.
There's a bunch of firefighters here.
Yes, we also have representatives from the Saanich Fire Department as well as the Oak Bay Fire Department. These people are a big part of the success of Santa's Anonymous, especially during our Christmas campaign. We work so closely with the fire departments to make Christmas happen for a lot of families. They help with our delivery programs and so many more things too throughout the year. They fundraise for us. So I can't wait to hear what we're going to hear about today.
And what I think we'll get you to do is each of you come up and introduce yourselves, your names and the different departments you represent. So maybe we'll start with Victoria over here on my side here.
You bet. So my name is Derek Atherton and I'm with the Victoria Fire Department.
I'm Alyssa Seabrook. I'm with the Saanich Fire Department.
And I'm Aiden Wells. I'm with the Oak Bay Fire Department.
Well, thank you guys all for being here. And Louise already alluded to it. But talk about the symbiosis these two things have. Like CFAX Sanus Anonymous and firefighters, they've always gone together. Like these have always been two things that have been such an important mix. Talk about your involvement in it.
Yeah, well, the idea is kind of like a hand in the glove. It's been a long-standing tradition for the four core departments here to help out with CFAX Sanus Anonymous. We know you guys do tremendous work for the communities, helping families in need. It's such a great time, too. So what we're really happy to do is donate the time and resources we have, as well as raise funds for the cause. And I'm very happy to say this. We raised $15,000 to give to you guys.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Help out with that. And you never know who might see that example and will help out as well. Like the Hudson District, they donated an extra $1,500 towards our cause via Townline Homes.
Wow.
So we got a couple extra funds this year for that. And what we like to do is help with the delivery to families that can't make it, to pick up the packages you guys work so hard to put together for them. And then we help make a seamless process for the families to come collect them as well.
Yeah, and we talk all about the hampers that we want to deliver, the toys we want to deliver with the money we're raising today, but the people who do a lot of those deliveries are the firefighters, are you folks. So thank you for it. Mm-hmm. And over to Saanich. Do you want to talk at all about this? That's okay if you don't. It's all good.
Yeah, no, I'm happy to. I mean, I feel a little bit put on the spot here for sure, but just happy to be here, happy to involve ourselves with such a great organization and be a part of it with the other three core departments for sure.
Wonderful.
Give back to such a great cause.
Thank you. And Oak Bay, anything to say?
Just to add on to what Derek and Alyssa said, we love helping out with CFAX Sanus Anonymous, and we're happy to be a small piece of the puzzle with this huge organization that's going on, and we're happy to help out in any way we can.
Well, thank you for being here and letting us thank you, the firefighters that are so important to this. And again, you already said it, but can you just one more time tell us that number, that fundraising total from this year?
Oh, $15,000 that was raised within the community and goes straight back to the community.
That is just huge.
Incredible.
That is a massive total. It's going to help us out so much today. So thank you to the firefighters and all the folks out there who, either through your money or your time, have helped make this happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Louise, we are yet again late for the news.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're...
Terrible.
We're going to take a break. But as we go out,
yes.
Tell me some news.
We have hit the next milestone, and we are now at 501,820 dollars.
Oh my gosh!
Oh wait!
More? What?
Update
again.
518,820
dollars. 518,000. Okay, as we get into the 5 o'clock hour, we've gotten over $500,000, but we still have an hour to get it higher, and we will be right back after the break.